an explosion time in which the French revolutions, the American Revolution, the formation of Bible societies, all is compressed in a revolutionary turmoil period of history. Now, I've gotten calls all week saying, you told us every date in there except what happened on June 15, 1767. I did, didn't I? Try the Boston Tea Party for size. And you know what that launched. Now, that was my message last Sunday. I've reviewed to that point. On past this, you fall into the pit, the symbol of an even deeper pit, and then to the dead-end passage. The only way to reverse the trend is up this passage, the symbol of Christ descend into hell, death, and the grave, and His bursting forth in the resurrection. That bursting forth in resurrection comes at exactly the point where this ascent opens up into the hall of truth and light called the Grand Gallery. Law symbolized here is the passage where you have to stoop, but you couldn't get up. A granite plug blocked it, symbolizing only miracle takes you past it. There was no access to the king's chamber or the queen's chamber or the grand gallery because you couldn't get past the plug. The type of the oracle revelation, the children of Israel, exactly are plotted at 1453 B.C. These dates come from the benchmark of 2141. There's only so many pyramid inches to the bottom. There's only so many pyramid inches to this point. There's only so many pyramid inches to this point. Only so many pyramid inches to this point. You can't change that monument in stone. To the day you plot the exodus out of Egypt, 1453 B.C., but they had to get out by miracle. The plug blocked the way. Man is doomed this downward trend. And the only thing that reverses that trend in Christ to break forth into the hall of truth and light and proceed toward eternal glory and the crown of righteousness that's typified there. Now, as you come to the pyramid, if you were looking at it from the north side, you could plot a line straight down the center. And you could figure that somewhere the passage would be along that line. The reason the Arab who bored into the pyramid, having been told by ancient legends that there was access, missed the tunnel, he started in the center. In fact, the pyramid passages that we look at in the pictures in the book that I give away, as I've drawn a cross-section of it here, you would assume starts dead center. It doesn't. It's displaced. 286.1 pyramid inches to the left. Now, I want you to write some notes in your Bible because these are two very heavy Sundays. I may not have anybody here next Sunday. You with me? In the pyramid, left, and you that know your various languages will quickly catch on to the root of the word sinister. Left is bad. Right is good. Left is sinister or evil, indicative of divine disfavor. Right is good. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Eastward then, left, as we are north looking south into the pyramid where the entrance is, to the left is evil, divine disfavor. To the right, divine approval or help. Down is evil. Up, God's lift in the ascent of the soul. Now, one of the good things that Rutherford did, and you need someone to sort Rutherford out for you because he's got errors as well as good. He has illustrated rather briefly, eastward, divine disfavor. According to the book of Genesis, when man disobeyed God, he was expelled from the garden in Eden at the east side. Cain, after murdering his brother Abel, went out from the presence of the Lord eastward to the land of Nod or Node. Lot chose Jordan Valley and journeyed east toward the wicked city of Sodom. Bondage of both Israel and Judah. Eastward. And when the glory of the Lord, the Shekinah light that on the Day of Atonement would come and rest over the mercy seat, representing divine presence and favor, was withdrawn from the temple at Jerusalem. In 590 B.C., Ezekiel, who saw that in his prophecies, it was seen by Ezekiel to move away eastward. At the eastern gate, we will meet him and move in, moving westward to God's presence and the symbols of that divine meeting place in the air. Divine favor. When God called Abram to leave Ur, the faith journey was westward. He could just as easily have taken him into India. The Holy of Holies, or Most Holy, was in the west end of the tabernacle, west end of the temple, which was in the western part of the court. Hence, approach to God was westward. Now, symbols illustrate truths. The pyramids cast in stone, but over and over again, the confirmation is there. The return from bondage to rebuild the temple was westward. The move of God's people to the destined place that God said was be theirs, Israel, that is, when he spoke to David through the prophet Nathan, westward. Wise men from the east journeyed westward to see Christ. Paul wanted to go to the east. That great missionary to the church, God turned him around and sent him west. In the Ezekiel temple vision of the age yet through future, the glory of the Lord, the Shekinah light, will return through the east gate and move westward. Not a bad summary for old Rutherford. A sinister development called the displacement factor moved the entrance out of sync until as you move into that pyramid down these passages and up these passages, you are exactly 286.1 inches off. The displacement of man's deviation from the master plan. Five sockets. It took years for the discoverers and the diggers and the archaeologists to find there were five sockets carved out in the ground that gave the original dimensions of the pyramid. And to the shock of these archaeologists and engineers, they discovered that the pyramid, in its sockets, had a master design that was deviated from exactly 286.1 pyramid inches. If you take the pyramid, I'm running out of blackboard. Let me use the Mediterranean Sea. That ought to give me enough room. If you take the base of the pyramid, being four-sided, that's not a very good square, but that's what it's supposed to be. Sea's moving around. And you measure from side to side, and side to side, and side to side, and side to side. The exact dimensions of the pyramid, the sockets reveal an original plan just a little larger than the actual pyramid is built. And when you measure the full dimension from the socket measurements of what the architect plan designed and the deviation which made it just a bit smaller, the exact difference in the full dimensions, which are over 9,000 pyramid inches, if you run a string around it, the circumference of the pyramid is exactly 286.1 pyramid inches smaller. Now, there are 200, as you go up the pyramid, the layers of stones are called courses. There are 203 layers of stones. That means each one of those layers of stone, as you measure them, are 286.1 pyramid inches smaller. Now hang on. I teach for a gestalt. I do not expect anybody to remember these details. I only want a happening to occur by the time I finish preaching. A felt awareness of a consistent factor of displacement and correction that is identical. The pyramid is off, smaller than it should be, 286.1 pyramid inches. The pyramid, by being off 286.1 pyramid inches, would not contain, when the 203rd level was reached, the top stone. For the top stone, the pyramid goes up like so with a platform. The top stone was too big for it. It overlapped. And it wouldn't fit. Now, most of us have heard preaching on the chief cornerstone. There is only one building in the world that has a chief cornerstone. A rectangular, a square building has cornerstones. They're equal. Only a pyramid has a chief cornerstone that hits the corner of every side. The chief cornerstone, the stone rejected by the builders, wouldn't fit because of a deviation from the master plan of 286.1 inches. When you get to the top, the stone overlaps. Now, interestingly enough, because God's putting His footnotes where the testimony will be, and I have a simple message, God's in control. No mortal man could have figured this out 4,000 years ago. Plotting the dates, projecting the exact date of Christ's birth, projecting these exact dates in man's downward path. Now this cornerstone, it has four sides. From the center of the cornerstone to the edge is exactly 286.1 pyramid inches. If you divide one face of the cornerstone in half, from the center point to the edge that overlaps is 286.1 pyramid inches. From the center point to the outward tip that overlaps here, 286.1. Four sides, the circumference or the linear dimension of the outer edge of that cornerstone that overlaps is 8 times 286.1. 8 is the number of new beginnings. When the displacement factor of man's deviation from God's perfect plan is restored in new beginnings with the symbol of Christ, that chief cornerstone, 8 times encompassing the displacement factor. When the correction occurs, displacement becomes rectification. 286.1 is the displacement factor. If we were to stand right here and look up these passages, as we come into the King's Chamber, we must turn right, not left, which is sinister. We must turn right
to go right toward the center line of the pyramid to where the coffer, the open tomb, the symbol of Christ, the resurrection is, 286.1 inches, we go back right to correct the error of man, and we're at the coffin, the symbol of Christ. 286.1 inches exactly is the return from this vertical shaft that heads to the pit. 286.1 inches back is where the well shaft, the symbol of Christ's resurrection, takes off. For every displacement, there is God's rectification. The pyramid off, because man deviated, the symbol of sin, from God's plan. And the passages are off. The only way you get back on the track, rectification through Christ, 286 inches back from the bottom of the downward shaft to where the explosive well shaft, which is symbol of Christ's resurrection, in whom the church dwells in Christ and has His benefit, 286.1 inches back. When you come out of the passage of truth and law or darkness, the grand gallery opens up exactly 286.1 pyramid inches to show that we've been redeemed. Back 286 inches from the pit, up through the resurrection of Christ to the opening of the grand gallery of truth and hope that takes us on upward in Christ. That opens up 286 inches. And as we continue the trip, we turn right eventually into the presence of Christ, 286.1 inches. And the crowning cornerstone, which is the symbol of Christ, 8 times 286.1, rectifies the displacement. Tell me that's not God's monument. Tell me that's an accident. You won't, I know. A second factor is contraction. I'll be done with this in a second. I only want the feel. Is Christ in that pyramid? Is the rectification taken care of? Where is the rectification taken care of? Back up from the bottom to the well shaft of resurrection. You can't get into this gallery by going that route through law, only through Christ. Where is that rectification cured? In the opening up of the grand gallery, exactly at 33 A.D., when He rose from the dead victor. Where is that rectification when we turn right to correct the error to the left of man's sin, to go to the coffer, 286.1 inches? Where is that rectification complete when the cornerstone settles down? 8 times that rectification to new beginnings during the millennium. God has always been speaking. Contraction, 35.76277. The pyramid, to you that have been looking at the book I give away, has a concave bend inward on its face. Wasn't recognized for many years, and it messed up a lot of their measurements. The distance in this contraction that concaves it inward is 35.76. Inward and downward, away from God. The error highlighted with this contraction factor. God writes it when the expansion is the same, 35.76 pyramid inches. As you follow the pit downward, and you reach the bottom, and the time of the end begins to approach as man tumbles toward this pit in trying to control his own destiny. The pathway narrows down to exactly the contraction factor, which is identical to the bend inward on the outside. Where does expansion occur? As you come into Christ and move back through the rectification factor, the 286 inches, and rise with Him in newness of life, exactly from the point of resurrection to the midpoint of the burst open resurrection symbol of the well shaft is exactly 35.76 expansion inches. But where is the final expansion that restores it to what it ought to be? The overlap of this stone, the cornerstone, from where it meets the pyramid as is to the point of overlap where it should have been, is exactly 35.762777 expansion inches. Somebody during the millennium will put a new face on the pyramid. And it will, when that verse is fulfilled, be lined with blazing white marble to complete it, as the gold symbol of Christ will settle down, and as the Jews will build a new temple using the pyramid inch and the sacred cubit, precisely on the dimensions that Ezekiel gave in his revelation. The pyramid will be restored as God's monument and pillar. And those facing stones that were torn off by the Arabs to crown their own worship centers in the Muslim faith, the pyramid will be covered and the contraction factor removed as it is extended and becomes perfectly one with the cornerstone as the pyramid takes its shape and stands forever to the testimony of God's witness, a pillar that says, I told you so. I've been in control. I always was in control. I'm going to stay in control. And we're going to eliminate now everybody that's out of sync with my control. We're in good hands. That's my message. I only want the field. God is the architect. God put this truth in that monument years ago. That's why Isaiah said, at the corner in the midst of Egypt, there will be a pillar of witness to God. Hey, friend, that ain't no radio or television transmitter. Stand, everybody! There's a lot left I could talk about. I want you to understand this pyramid. God wrote His message in the stars. He has His Bible in stone. And it all confirms this word which we preach. And faith in this word is what saves you. That's why I preach. Thank you for being here today.